All right, relative. Okay, the dictionary definition that I found is this. It says a group consisting of parents and children living together in a household. Okay, a group of parents and children consisting of parents and children living together in a household. Now, several times in Scripture, as we read through the Bible, the New Testament in particular, okay, we find reference to those that are in Christ as being sons of God. Okay? Romans chapter 8, verse 14, chapter 9, and verse 26. Galatians 3, 26. Galatians 4, verses 5 and 6. Ephesians 1 and verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5. Hebrews 2 and verse 10. Hebrews 12, verses 5 and 7. Now, this is not exhaustive in any way, shape, or form, but you get the idea. Several times, those that are in Christ are referred to as sons or children, as it were, of God. And that's the next part of it. If we're not sons of God, then we're referred to as children of God. And again, there are several verses that we could list. That you go back to Romans 8, and you look in Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, 1 John. Each time, we're referred to as children of God. Now, our definition of family, the dictionary definition, was a group of people consisting of parents and children living together in a household. Okay? So, how does the Bible, how do children of God refer to the God of heaven? Father, right? Okay, so if God is our Father, the church being the house of God, we find that in the New Testament, 1 Peter 4 and verse 17, 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, or 1 Timothy rather, 3 and verse 15. Okay, if the church is the house of God and God is our Father, then it is right and good for us to recognize the church of our Lord as God's family, right?